from KQED.
Construction crews are starting work on the largest dam removal project in California history. Today, a ceremonial groundbreaking in Carmel Valley marks the beginning of the end for the 92-year-old San Clemente Dam, where Lindsay Hoshaw of our KQED science team recently paid a visit.
San Clemente Dam sits in a bucolic canyon on the Carmel River. But according to Trish Chapman with the State Coastal Conservancy, the 106-foot-tall concrete structure is not in good shape.
If an earthquake were to cause it to have any breaks, it would collapse quickly.
The dam, which doesn't generate electricity, was intended to provide water to the Monterey Peninsula. But over the years, the reservoir has almost completely filled with sediment. It's now 95% silt. In 1995, the state declared the dam unsafe. But it took more than 20 years to raise the money from Monterey water customers, state bonds, and federal grants to take it down. The creek's endangered steelhead trout populations have plummeted in recent years, in part because the dam blocks their migration to and from the ocean.
We're going to take it down, restore the river, and allow the steelhead to move back upstream.
Until this point, the largest dam ever to be removed was a 55-foot-tall dam on the Mad River in Eureka. That was back in 1970. Demolishing San Clemente Dam will take 3 years and cost $84 million. For the California Report, I'm Lindsay Hoshaw.